I want to welcome everyone, the father and son. I'm going today just go through a quick review of some of the basic halachas of Hilchos Slichos, which we'll be saying for the next week and 2 weeks. One person should be standing, where our minute is basically to stand for Slichos. The Iker din of standing for Slichos is when you say the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, Hashem Hashem, the person has to be standing. The paragraph which precedes it, the paragraph of Kel Melech or Keler Chapayim, which precedes it as an introduction into the Hashem Hashem, should also be said standing. Similarly, a person who's davening b'yichidus, for whatever reason, he has to say Slichos by himself. He's not with the tzibur, because this is one of the Dvar Shabbat Kedusha. We stand for it. Something like Kaddish, like Kedusha, you need a minyan to say it. So a person cannot say that you're giving me the Shal Rachamim. The paragraph beforehand of Kel Melech also is a person davening b'yichidus. He should skip that paragraph. It's written as introduction into the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, the Shem Hashem. So if you're davening without, you're not saying Hashem Hashem, you don't say that paragraph. A person could say that paragraph if he wants, but the main purpose is introduction. There is one eighth of a person who's davening b'yichidus is he could say the paragraph of Hashem Hashem with the trup of from the Sefer Torah. So he's saying it as if he's learning Torah, not as he's saying it as if he's davening. The other place where you have to stand, we mentioned last week, is during vidui. A person has to be standing during vidui. He has to stand in such a way that he's not being supported to the point that support is necessary. If he's leaning and something is supporting him and the support would be removed, he would fall. That's not called standing. The person has to stand during vidui. We mentioned that last week. If a person, this is significant because if a person was not standing correctly, some person say he's not yotzei vidui at all, he'd have to repeat the vidui. For those who daven with a small minyan in the morning, so the person should be aware that the first kaddish requires a minyan. So preferably Asher should be said when there's a minyan there already. If you do not have a minyan, so you continue straight. And when you get the minyan, you say the kaddish then. At the end, if a person for whatever reason has to leave at the end, and you don't have a minyan left at the end, so you would still say the last kaddish, however. Any paragraph which is said in Aramaic, if a person is davening by Ibn Yechidus, not with a minyan, you would skip those paragraphs. The Mormon, the Mishmaya paragraph, Hashem Memis, Mekhaya, all those paragraphs, which Mochi Mesi, those paragraphs which are said in Aramaic, those are only to be said whenever you have a minyan. This also applies Shabbos morning. If a person is davening by himself, he would not say Yukon Perkon when he's davening by himself. The paragraphs which are said in Aramaic are not to be said without a minyan. Okay, everybody should have a good morning, everybody.